Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, Bass Melody Interaction for Rolling Drum and Bass. I'm going to walk you through a practical, repeatable workflow so your bass layers actually talk to the drums, sit cleanly in the mix, and deliver that dark, heavy DNB energy. Keep Ableton open, set your tempo to 174 BPM, and let's get into it. Overview and musical choices. We're building a two-layer bass system in F sharp minor. The first layer is the sub. A tight mono foundation sitting roughly 3090 Hz. The second is a mid-slash-top growl that carries melody and character from about 100 Hz up through a couple of kilohertz. Use stock devices, operator or wavetable, instrument racks, EQ8, saturator, compressor, glue, utility, frequency shifter and so on. This is intermediate level, so I'll assume you already know how to create MIDI clips and use basic devices. Preparation. First, set the project tempo to 174. Create a 4/8 bar rolling drum loop. Slice an amen or program a break so you have loud, clear kicks and snares. Label your drum bus drums and make a quick reference chain so you can route sidechain triggers to the bass. Part A, sublayer the foundation. Create a MIDI track and call it bass sub. Load operator. A clean sine on oscillator is perfect. Set the amplitude envelope to a tiny attack, maybe 0.5 ms. Decay 100-250 ms, sustain high, release 80-200 ms, so notes rearticulate smoothly at 174. Tune the octave so the fundamental lives around 40-70 Hz depending on the MIDI note. Chain order. Start with EQ8 and high pass at 20 Hz to remove rumble. Add saturator, but keep the drive very low. Think 0.5 to 2 dB equivalent, soft clip mode and around 25-40% wet so you introduce harmonics without destroying the pure sub. Next, add utility and set width to 0%. The sub must be mono. Follow that with a light compressor set roughly 2:1, fast attack 110 ms, release 60-120 ms for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. Optionally, use glue compressor for a slightly glued feel, 2-4 dB reduction. MIDI approach for the sub. Keep it simple, long sustained notes, roots on the downbeats and a couple of ghost off beats if you like, but avoid complex movement. The sub anchors the groove. Don't let it compete with the growl. Part B. Mid-slash-top layer the growl. Create another MIDI track called Bass Growl and load wavetable. For oscillator choices, pick a complex table frosk and a detuned saw or triangle frosk B. Maybe an octave up for harmonic content. Set unison to 2-4 voices with low detune. Use a bandpass or low-pass filter, with cutoff starting around 600-1200 Hz, and a little resonance for bite. Use LFO 1 sync to 1/8 or 1/16 to modulate wavetable position or filter cutoff. Set the shape to triangle or ramp, and the amount moderate, so the sound breathes rhythmically with the drums. Add a second envelope to open the filter on accent notes. In the device chain add EQ8, with a high pass at roughly 90-120 Hz so the growl doesn't fight the sub. Add saturator more aggressively than on the sub. Drive around 3/6, analog or soft clip mode, and set dry slash wet between 50-70%. A tiny frequency shifter, around 0.1 to 3 Hz at 10-25% wet, creates subtle beating with the sub and makes the growl feel alive. Finish with utility for stereo imaging. Keep the mids a bit centered and widen higher harmonics to 60-90%. MIDI approach for the growl. Write rhythmically active stabs, slides, short runs and pitch bend where appropriate. Let the growl play off the drum rhythm. Stabs in the gaps. Longer help notes on the first bar that slide or pitch modulate into faster 1/16 runs. Consider slight portamento for a smooth glide on quick transitions, maybe 10-50 ms. Interaction techniques. Make them groove together. Frequency separation is everything. High pass the growl at about 90-120 Hz and keep the sub content below 120-200 Hz. Use EQ8 and reference the spectrum analyzer while you work. Sidechain the bass to the drums. Put a compressor on each bass track or on the bass bus with its sidechain input set to your drums group. Start with ratio 4:1. Attack 1/6 ms, release 60-160 ms, and set the threshold so each kick or snare transient ducks the bass by around 3-8 dB. That ducking preserves drum punch while keeping the bass present. Micro timing is a powerful groove lever. Try nudging the growl's attack 6-18 ms ahead of the kick for a push, or 6-18 ms after for a pull. Small offsets change the feel massively without changing notes. You can also make the growl's attack land slightly before the sub hit to create perception of rhythmic forward motion. Map macros. in an instrument rack or on your bass bus, map cutoff, wave eatable position, and saturator drive to macros. Automate those across the arrangement. Close the growl during intros and open it for drops. Example mapping. Macro 1 equals cutoff. Macro 2 equals saturator drive. Macro 3 equals LFO depth. Automate them so the build introduces changes gradually. First a filter open, then more saturation, then an increase in LFO motion. Practical mixing checks and fixes. Sum the low end to mono below about 120 HC with utility. Phase alignment is vital when stacking a pure sine with a processed growl. Flip the phase on the mid layer briefly and listen in mono. If low energy drops, try nudging the growl's MIDI by 1/4 ms or add a tiny release to the sub. Use a narrow band boost on the growl while mixing to check presence. Toggle it on and off to hear if the growl is carrying through. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate the sub. If you use the same saturation on both layers, you'll get mud and phase issues. Don't let both layers sit strongly between 60 and 300 HE. And don't skip sidechaining. Bass that doesn't duck ruins the drum punch. Also avoid widening the low end. Keep sub frequencies centered. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. For nastier growls, use FM in operator. Set OSC-B to modulate OSC-A with a non-integer ratio around 1.7 and a small modulation amount. Or layer 2 wave-eatable instances with different bandpass centers and automate their blend to create formant-like snarls. This audio version is shortened for playback.